Fanboys and Friends Podcast presents.
Tried to do everything myself.
Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Just reduced Kanan's targets by half. Tell our fearless leader he should be able to handle one lone TIE fighter on his own. What was that?
In a time of darkness, when fear ruled the galaxy, heroes will rise, destinies will collide.
Who is that kid?
And a rebellion will ignite.
Get ready.
Now!
A round table discussion about Star Wars Rebels.
If all you do is fight for your own life, then your life is worth nothing.
Get back up there and fix the deal.
Wait, are you fighting stormtroopers?
What makes you say that?
Do it, I'll take it.
You kidding? This is a blast.
Now, join the rebellion as it is time for Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Welcome again to the latest episode of Red 5 Transmissions Radio, your official spin-off spincast for Fandom Awakens Radio. I am your host, Dave Senden, the pilot of the Ghost, and with me, co-pilot of the Ghost, and your friend and mine, Matt Clifton. Matt, how you doing?
The hero of Canton.
Exactly. I mean, good lord. Right down to the, you know, the little sort of stole thing hanging down on his chin. I'm like, oh, dude, you put a hat on? I will put this out there. Filoni, season 2, give Zeb a fez.
You know what is funny? When everybody thinks of Zeb as Jane, I think of this old... It was like the first of the genre. Firefly took took things from it. It was an old anime called Cowboy Bebop, and it was the show that put Steve Blum on the map. And he was the main guy. He was Spike Spiegel, played the voice of Spike in this show. And his partner was a guy named Jet. And he had the build, and he had the patch on his chin just like Zeb. And whenever I see Zeb, I always think of him.
Ah, I see.
Full circle.
Yeah, full circle, definitely. It's weird how that happens.
Yeah, it really is.
See, if I don't see a Fez on Zeb, I will be like, oh, come on. It's so obvious. You're being funny. It's like, Filoni, give us what we want.
Give just one of those little silly beanie caps. Yeah,
exactly, yes. That's what I'm saying. Give us a silly beanie cap.
Shiny.
And now, the position he's in now, he has to give us more of what we want. Rather than he had to go to so many doors to go.
Oh, sure.
Because George didn't like it was.
I'm
not going to say anything against them. I know listening in Hallowed Hall Lucas. But, you know, truth be told, we do have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We'll need to be more, Rodney's going,
A Laura and service, right?
Well, I was going to go with my evil laugh just because I thought it was a bit funny, but yes.
No.
But no, yeah, I mean, a great golden opportunity for that.
Oh, sure.
So, but you know what? It is what it is. And, George had his run, and, now he's, having a different kind of run with, fairies and children and wives and whatnot.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Wizard of Oz tune, doesn't it? Fairies,
yes,
and
it
children
does.
And wives, oh my.
Oh my.
Okay, enough of that. I don't know where that came from.
That's all right. We get off on tangents
here. Yeah, very much so. Anyway, the episode continues with Ezra having a vision, and we got a POV shot of, basically through Ezra's eyes, and you see the saber lean back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And you almost get that same sort of distorted look that you got when Ahsoka had her vision?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it wasn't exactly full, but it was almost the same.
Yes.
And so I thought that was very telling.
Yeah. And while, Ahsoka was more trained in the Force than Ezra, she was able to interpret her visions a whole lot better than, spoilers, a whole lot better than Ezra does.
True. Well, you know, Ezra is basically a street rat, an orphan boy. He's a little orphan Annie.
Yes.
Not that Annie.
Yeah. Annie Bobani?
No, Jar Jar, go away. Get out of the Florida studio. Go.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get. Sorry, Gain.
Just gets in here.
That pest Gungan tries to creep.
Golly, I thought I had the door locked.
Well, go lock the door.
All right.
Shoot. Don't let him in. Where's Tarples when you need him? Keep Jar Jar in his room. You should stay in your room.
Oh, boy.
No, back to the episode. Sorry, yep. Man, we have too much fun, between tangents and ornery Gungans. Is like, good Lord, it's a circus around here.
Yes.
Anyway, Hera calls everyone back into the ship because apparently Gal Travis is transmitting.
Yes, Senator Travis.
Senator Travis. And, I will say this, and we'll talk about the episode further, but I will say, just when you think of his name, Travis, the first letters in there...
It's kind of a given,
isn't it? No. The first letters in there give the idea, traitor, Travis,
it's
traitor.
They kind of spell it out for you, don't they?
Could you be any more obvious, Dave?
I wanted to believe.
I know, Fox Mulder, you wanted to... Wait a minute. If you're Fox Mulder, does that make me Scully? Oh, hell no. Hell no. I cannot pull off Julian Anderson. Well, hey now, that's well, I'm not going anywhere near that one.
Yeah, let's not.
But no, it is pretty obvious. Once again, proving that Dave Filoni, whether it's in names or in Pittsburgh Steelers colors, he is the captain of Lucasfilm Obvious.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, not you, Dave. Could you have given Travis a Pittsburgh jersey, too?
That
actually would have been funny. That would have had me laughing.
Yeah. You know, from the first episode where they featured this guy, just and they had his transmission come on and interrupt, it seemed too good to be true. It just seemed too good to be true.
Well, we had two things that seemed too good to be true. One was that, and the other was Luminara Unduly, apparently.
Yes. That was another thing. I was
although
like,
although I am still holding firm to my belief that there's something else.
Jim, let it go.
I know I'm that way, man. I'm stuck that way.
I like your theory, but I'm just saying she's pushing up. She's one with the force. Well, slicing guard.
One, I'm stubborn that way, but two, I would rather have Mace Windu back than Luminara back.
No, sir. I would rather have Luminara back than Mace Windu.
Mace was at least a little more interesting than Luminara was.
Mace was an awesome action guy in the series, but as a character, though, you know...
Your trial is a test.
Now,
we see that now.
Now, wait a minute,
forget
though.
You,
wait
man.
Wait a minute, though. You cannot tell me, right? You cannot tell me Luminara was the pinnacle. This is aside from the episode, folks. But you cannot tell me that Luminara Unduly was the prime example of Jedi awesomeness. She almost let Barriss die.
Okay, all right.
And actually, in retrospect, with how Clone Wars ended, she probably should have let Barriss die.
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah. But
Ahsoka would have still been with the damn order.
Well, I'm biased. I gotta, you know, I like
the
female characters
again,
and all that.
Then
but...
again, another Kevin Bacon connection. Had Barriss died and Ahsoka stayed with the order, she would have been dead.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There are so many connections there. Okay, sorry, gang. You know what? My co-host. Got my Wookiee hair going.
I guess I that. I
oh,
apologize.
Yes, you did. All right, so, and Gold Travis, he leaves, in his transmission, he leaves subtle clues as to where his next appearance is going to be, and Hera is deciphering them, because apparently she's more than the pilot. Apparently she's... Apparently she's the leader of the A-team.
Can we just take a moment? Well, we're going to get more of it later, but just take a moment to appreciate how awesome Hera is.
Oh, Hera is so awesome.
She, you know, I thought when this series launched and all that, I, like everybody else, I thought Sabine was going to be my favorite character. It's Hera.
Well,
through and just my hat off to Miss Vanessa Marshall for just...
I 100% agree, and apparently Sabine isn't Kyle Newman's favorite character either.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Since I think Kyle described it on the Rebels Declassified as a focus group character.
Jeez. Yeah, with her... What did he say? Her skateboard and her rollerblades. Graffiti is cool. Yada, yada, yada.
Now, wait a minute. If he's talking about a character on rollerblades, did he confuse Sabine with that girl in Big Hero 6?
Go-Go? No. 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 Don't bring Go-Go into this, man.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, man. If you want to call Sabine that... I'm just like, you might as well look at Big Hero 6.
That might have been what he was getting at.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
You know, then I'm like, was he watching Big Hero 6 with his son then, or what happened?
But yeah, I mean, Vanessa Marshall just puts the absolute heart and soul into the character, and just in the way she acts, the way she talks, and she's just, golly, I love Hera.
Oh, absolutely. Hera is by far the most amazing character.
Yeah, she is.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. I will say the movies put Green Twi'lek to shame and need Ula somebody's lunch, but Hera is reclaiming the Green Twi'lek trophy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She is painted on a, doing the Captain Morgan pose,
yes,
on a barrel.
Very much so. As a matter of fact, with Celebration coming up, can someone make that drink?
Captain Hera. Yeah.
Captain Hera.
Captain Hera spiced rum.
And I will say, if you put Kane in a loving embrace next to her, I will not drink the bottle.
Like, No shipping!
I know, dude. I had to do it. I had to.
I don't know why.
I just had to.
I'm not even going to bring up the conversation. I'm not going to do it.
That's all right. Anyways, we also get a very familiar bit. Did you catch that little Coruscant bit when we jumped to Agent Callus?
I didn't. Refresh my memory, because I've only seen the episode once, unfortunately.
Yeah, when Agent Callus is looking at that holo chart in the old Senate building.
Okay.
And they're on Coruscant.
The Senate building is on Coruscant?
I believe that's where they are.
No, they're still on.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure they're still on Lothal.
No, dude, they were going to Coruscant, because remember he was talking about, in his transmission, he was talking about public and the new freedom can be won.
Yeah, but I thought...
And then Ezra talked about that mural in the old Senate building.
The old Senate building on Lothal. I think. I'm pretty sure. It doesn't matter. Moving on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's kind of an irrelevant subject, but...
Yes.
but I'm pretty sure that was Coruscant.
All right.
It looks like it anyway.
All right.
Now, I do kind of like the idea of if it is Coruscant, which I'm pretty... certain it is, but
could
be proven wrong.
Good. For the benefit of the doubt, it's Coruscant.
Yeah, for the benefit of the doubt, it's Coruscant. But I do kind of like that as nice Eren. I mean, at this point, at this place in the timeline,
mm-hmm.
Coruscant would not have the absurdly perfect traffic patterns it does in the prequels.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
By the way, I you know, walk to work every day and cross the streets. Traffic doesn't go like that. You know, I mean, George always wanted to keep Star Wars real, but I got news for you. Traffic doesn't go like that.
Oh, boy. Especially if you get to that part on Star Tours.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sure, man. But you know what? Down at Celebration, I'm going to try and, you know, go to Disney to hop on Star Tours if you could.
Absolutely.
Ride it till I puke up the hot dog, you know?
There you go.
That's how we do it, man. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
We see Star Wars 500 times and we ride Star Tours till we throw up.
And we eat 10 corn dogs beforehand.
Yes. Absolutely. And then we you know, approach the mouse and be like, "Thank you, bye, my childhood." Although we have to sound 09, because if we say it at our respective ages, we just sound creepy.
No, well, the rest assured, David, the Disney characters do not discriminate.
Oh, of course not. Of course they don't. You know, if they did, I mean, Donald probably would have been picked on years ago. he is a tad out of step. Goofy and Mickey.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, so They devise a plan. The rebels devise a plan to meet up with, you know, Senator Gal Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, did you catch? I like the fact that Travis's droids are basically blue. They're the droid equivalent of the old Senate Guard.
Yes, they are. Yep.
I mean, granted, they're easily useful. They're just as useful as the Senate Guards.
Mm-hmm.
And a tad more useful than the Imperial Red Guard. you know, because I only say that because of the throwaway. I'm like, the one gripe I have with Revenge of the Sith is you made a big deal of how, you know, how
badass,
tough and bad. Yeah. Those Imperial Guards were going to be, and Yoda just throws them aside like they were ragamuffins.
Well, in their defense, it's Yoda.
Well, no, I understand that. But in my defense, I wanted to see something.
I know. Something for the future. For the future movies or something like.
For 7, 8, 9.
Sure. Or the spinoffs.
Yeah, I mean. Speaking spinoffs for a minute, it sounds like if rumors are right, we're going to a time in that one where it's even more a new home.
Mm-hmm.
We could see those red Imperial Guards.
Yep.
I'm just saying, who's to say Disney didn't like prequels? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, David, you just gave me an idea. You just gave an idea. Zeb versus one of the Imperial Guards.
That
would be sweet.
That would be... Hey, Filoni. Yes. Listen to me, man. Get on it.
Bow rifle fight. Senate Guards. Saying. That's all I'm saying.
yep. Absolutely. And you know what? I gotta say, I love Sabine's armor. I love that character.
Yes.
I'm not going down the focus.
Yes, let's not drink the Haterade. Let's not board the train.
Let's just give Kyle that big pitcher of Haterade.
Go ahead.
But I will say, can we give Sabine at least some more tougher-looking armor in Season 2, please?
We're going to get more of her character, and if we don't get it by the end of Season 2, then we can gripe. Until then, let's stay positive.
I think we can gripe if we get more of this 13-16 season. But then again, I'm glad this came late because the rumor that we made that Rebels may only be 3 or 4 seasons,
mm-hmm.
and then transition to a sequel era based show.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got that rumor early because I wouldn't want to see another save Rebels.
No. That was a dark time. That was a dark time.
Matt, first of all, I knew it was all going to be fine.
I know.
Secondly, my point is this. They got that out early because, you know, they want to get ahead of
them. I know. Right? I know.
I know I feel awful for saying this, but you know what? I don't. But already, I think most of the decisions being made are 1,000 times better than
Jedi. Oh, I totally. I agree. I'm just saying with the way that Clone Wars was let go and canceled, just I hate it when animated shows that I love and care dear about are not even given a proper final episode. Cough, cough, Tron Legacy.
No, I'm sorry. I am in full agreement with you. But in a weird way, that bonus content was that cough, cough, proper.
Sort of. But yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I said in a way.
I agree.
That could be a whole nother show discussing.
Oh, yes.
And I'd probably look like the bad guy. So
no.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to looking like the bad guy.
Mm.
I've been that way since I was six.
You're all right.
Anyway, back to Rebels.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so they get captured by Kallus and the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have Hera, Kanan, Ezra, or Jabba, as Kallus refers to.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I gotta say, I love that there are consequences to this show, and they called back to spark a rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Ezra diverts Kallus with, what's your name, Jabba?
Yes.
I love that. I love that they called back
to
that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice little sort of funny, humorous. Wait, that's not Jabba.
Yeah.
We know what you look like.
It was like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that was fun. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Lassan and the Mandalorian girl mm-hmm. are missing.
Yes.
And where are they? They're in the upper rafters and. Then stage the most fun escape I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
it was fun.
And Zeb, my favorite character on the show. I mean, I love Zeb. Mm. I wouldn't mind seeing him cross over into a live action movie.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
The opportunity to see at least some Lassan in maybe the next movies.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I know, side tangent, another purple guy, Barney. Zeb versus Barney.
Okay.
That'd be an episode.
Oh, boy.
You know, forget Batman v Superman. I want to see Zeb versus Barney. And why not throw in Barney Stinson? I kind of hate
there you go.
Anyway, all right, sorry about that. We have way too much fun here, guys. Way fun. We're not professional at all. We just act.
No,
like
this is true.
But goes to town on him. You were talking earlier about the blaster.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And you notice when it hits a target, these little blue. Almost like sparks, right?
Yeah.
Well, could that be the Kai crystal infusing the blaster, since it is a lightsaber blaster hybrid?
Exactly. That is exactly what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
That the reason that the blast isn't like bolts and it's like spheres almost like is because the power source of this thing, the energy of this thing is coming out of that crystal.
Yep, exactly.
So it's going to be different, very different, love that.
Very, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after being chased by the Imperials, our heroes escape in the sewers.
Yes.
Now, I got to say, I was getting the vibe and, you know, being on Coruscant, this was equally as weird. But
mm-hmm.
I was getting the vibe of Ahsoka running through those tunnels.
Yes. And, in her arc.
To the point where I almost wanted to hear Benny Hill music. Like, I wanted to hear it right there when Ahsoka was doing it. Okay, somebody take that meme. Take that footage of this episode in Ahsoka and put Benny Hill music in the soundtrack.
Oh wow. My gosh.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh boy.
But Gold Travis is acting like he's winded.
Yes.
And he's acting like he's baffled by what the rebels are telling him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he almost has everyone fooled, but Hera, good old Hera, catches on to him.
she pulls the old John McClane, the old diehard.
Yes.
Gives him the gun and says,
"That's exactly what I'm thinking." Yes.
Exactly.
She pulls the old John McClane on him. Yes.
She's like, "Here, get our backs. You know how to use this, right? All you gotta do is pull the trigger."
You know what I was expecting after all that? I was expecting Harold to bury A-Team and turn to Ezra and go, "I love it when a plan doesn't come together."
That would have been too cheesy.
I know, but I thought that, man. I had that thought. I don't know why. I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I know it would have been too cheesy, and I'm really glad they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing close to a slice of cheese we did get, and it was kind of a reverse of a very familiar saga line,
mm-hmm.
which is good, because one of the things I thought Clone Wars did was too many recycled moments of familiar lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
But one thing I liked here is when, before they climbed in the sewer, Kanan they were looking for their ride, their shuttle. And then the shuttle Tidarium rises up.
Yeah.
And then Kanan's like, "That's not the ride we're looking for."
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, it's just enough where it reminds you of the saga line without, you know, copying it. So
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Which was one of the things where when Clone Wars did it once, I was like, "Okay, cool. They know where they came from." But when they did it 2-3 times, I'm like, "Stop!" I was pulling my hair out, man.
Mm-hmm.
But no, after Hera pulls the John McClane on Travis.
Yep.
We get Travis. Is it me or is Travis doing a little James Bond monologuing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely the bad guy, the James Bond bad guy monologue.
Yeah, and you find out a bit more of Ezra's parents.
Yes.
They were essentially the Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack of some podcasters.
That's right! Oh my gosh, I didn't even make that connection.
Gee, I wonder who was the Jimmy.
I don't know.
I'm not going there either. But no, in all seriousness, they were... podcasters transmitting about the Imperial Uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And speaking out against it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you think about it, at the time, at this point in the timeline, that would be a big no-no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
A big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like, "Oh, don't do that."
Yeah.
So, no... Here's a million-dollar question for you.
Fire.
Do you think we'll ever get Ezra's parents in the show? Or are they going to be like the Emperor was throughout the first two films of the trilogy, overtly referred to?
It could go either way.
Because so far, this is the second time we've had Ezra's parents overtly referred to. The sign of them.
You know, if we're going to get Ezra's parents in this season, I see it happening in the finale.
Yeah, true. I mean, you know, let's be honest. It would be a crime and shame if we didn't, because you don't bring Dee Bradley Baker onto the voice cast just for a one and done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it'd be a shame if we didn't get his parents in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe idea. They're being held in a prison similar to where they held
Luminaria,
yes, or Luminara's corpse, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll debate that till the end of time.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. Absolutely.
I mean, maybe that's what's going on.
Probably, maybe. Who knows?
So, who knows? Hey, maybe they're under guard by Barriss Offee. Oh, I want to make all kinds of connections.
Oh, boy.
I want to make these connections and sound like an hopeful idiot. I want to crawl before I can run. Oh, well, you know, maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic because I love that old series so much.
Mm-hmm. No, it's understandable.
I think that's how most of us felt.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Except, and yes, everyone can call me at whatever. I took the Luminara unduly approach. I would relax. I was like, guys, come on. Don't act like that. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. Although some people saw that time.
Yeah, I know. It was...
Because I read the forums and Facebook posts.
Don't do that. Don't read the comments. You know better than that.
Do I? Apparently I don't.
Don't read the comments. Never read the comments. It all depends on what... Where you're looking or what you're looking under, but usually the comments are
don't read the comments. I'll remember that. Is this like the Tropic Thunder thing? Never go full retard.
No. This is ever look at the comments.
Oh, okay. No, I'm messing.
I know you are. It's okay. I know you are.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, come April, we'll get to do that in the same room.
I know! I'm so excited! Oh, jeez. Yes! Oh, I'm throwing confetti. Confetti's going right now.
Yes, yeah. Just don't throw glitter. After seeing the full Sith and hearing Steve Sansweet talk about glitter, no.
Glitter is eye shrapnel.
It's something.
It's eye shrapnel. It's... absolutely awful. If you get that in your eyes, you need to actually like take your eyes out and wash them.
Oh Jesus. All right, well finish.
Sorry.
Okay, back to the episode. Let's finish. Yes. All right, so the crew gets back to the ghost. Ezra's distraught and everything because one, he thought he knew Travis because he had and his visions, he was struck more, it's like Kanan was telling him to, all that stuff.
Yes.
And Hera and Kanan are trying to comfort him. And Ezra asked him, so what's the last vision you had? And I love how Kanan ends.
Oh, yeah.
Kanan goes, the last vision I had was of an annoying
yeah.
I just love that.
Yes.
And then, of course, the episode ends with Hera and Ezra, a moment alone with the two, and they're sitting on the ramp of the ghost, looking out over the plains of Lothal.
Mm-hmm.
They're back on Lothal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hera pontificating to Ezra about hope.
Yes.
Which, of course... Vision of Hope.
Vision of Hope.
I mean, there you go.
There you go.
Star Wars always has its title and its material.
This is true.
Yes.
But it was a great moment. Extent. Yeah.
All right, so final thoughts on the episode. I thought, honestly, I don't know what you thought, but I thought it was stronger than Idiot's Array. Idiot's Array was one of where... You know, it was a moment where you could step back and have 20 minutes of good old refreshing Colt 45 drenched fun.
Yes, I totally agree on it. This was a whole lot more character building and just kind of important to not only Ezra, but, you know, Hera and the rest of the crew, but Hera and Ezra, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that character building. A Star Wars show with character building? Who
yes.
knew?
And more importantly, to establish the fact that even though during this time of the Empire and the turmoil and all that, not everybody who's spouting comments of revolution and all that can be considered an ally and trusted, yes, for that matter.
That's true. Now, Matt, let me with my last comment. I'll just say, people, don't get me wrong, Star Wars has had character moments before, but we haven't seen them fully realized and fleshed in a long time. Clone Wars, for all of its great character, had its focus on big ideas, which is fine, but that's not the character stuff we were talking about. You know, the focus has gone back to, and no, I don't buy, Matt, that it's this whole, you know, people wanting to talk about how small it is. I buy is the fact that Filoni sat at the feet of George. He knows how to make Star Wars, and he's doing it every week.
Yes.
That's what I buy.
Yeah.
Now, is it a smaller budget? Is it this? Is it that? I think in a way, yes. And that's mostly because everything is being dumped, as it should be, into Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything. And if we have to take a little show suffering in quality because of that, then that's a price I'm more than willing to pay.
I don't think this show is suffering from any quality whatsoever.
No, Matt, I'm saying that for the people that think that. You and I generally don't.
No.
Right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But facts are the facts. Everything is being poured into The Force Awakens right now, as it should be.
Right? Agreed.
I mean, essentially, if this goes sour, then not only does it look like a mess on Disney or Lucasfilm's part, but it makes films like Lone Ranger and John Carter look like a footnote.
Yep.
A really tiny footnote. Like a mosquito-sized note.
Yeah.
Okay, and on that note, I think we'll end this episode.
All right.
Well, Matt, as always, thanks for joining me on The Ghost.
Well, thank you, David.
Yes, and we'll chat again. You know, when On Demand gives the episode early, we will be there.
Yes.
Oh, God bless On Demand, because we don't have to do this, you know, waiting for apps or waiting for errors or...
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. It's very convenient.
It's a very convenient thing. We can stay ahead of those other boys you and I know. All right, well, until next time, Matt. And remember, gang, stay rebellious.
Thanks for listening to Red 5 Transmissions Radio. Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm Limited, Lucasfilm Animation, respectively. All rights reserved.
Nice and quiet life.
Jedi Master Luminato and Julie, he's been imprisoned somewhere in the Stygian system.
We can't pass this up.
Good luck.
Come on, kid, do something.
Jedi training starts tomorrow.
Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation are subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Company.
I am the Inquisitor. Or Fostin.
Chopper, get us out of here!
I'm off, Chopper, make friends.
Hera, you're good to go.
The hopes of our mission becoming a complete debacle.
This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary, Lucasfilm.
Have no fear. Help is on the way.
Advance and fire!
There's a lot more at stake than you realize.
What's the worst that could happen?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio is meant for entertainment and information purposes only. All rights reserved.